Vision Sunday, it's a great day. Can't wait for all that's going to happen today.
Yeah, we're so excited that you've joined us today to have a look back at what we've done over the last year and to look forward into what God has for our future.
Last year, we did two big things. One, we introduced a brand new vision statement in the church we see, really trying to describe in more detail what we feel God has placed on our hearts for the future of our church. And it was the year of breakout.
It was the year of breakout, and all of our Connect groups, our small groups, took the opportunity to break out in their areas by having neighbourhood parties, teddy bears picnics, New Year's Eve parties, parties on the park. We just had an amazing year of just different things going on that we can use to invite those people in our worlds just to see what church is like.
And we launched two brand new services, two new locations. We sent the team off to the Northeast, and they're settling in. They've been there 3 or 4 months and making a start, getting used to culture, making friends, being missionaries, really, in part of our wonderful country. And then the team went off to Lancaster and started doing monthly services.
They did, and some Saturday things in the centre of Lancaster. And you'll hear more about that, I know, as the video goes on.
What we wanted to do, didn't Michelle, is really try and describe in more detail the future picture, the vision of what we thought church could be like, should be like in the future. And I'm going to read it out again. And we're still so excited about what God has called us to do, both as a couple and together as a local church in its many locations. The church we see is a home for all, where people of any generation, age, race, and background are welcomed, valued, and loved. A place where each and every person can encounter God and find Jesus as their Savior, Lord, and friend. A house of hope, where the broken and hurting can find love, healing, and restoration as they fix their eyes on Jesus, as they build their lives on His Word, discovering in Him amazing grace, complete freedom, and unlimited blessing. A place where all people who come are empowered and encouraged to reach their full potential in Christ, which causes a generation to rise up living fully alive, becoming all that God created them to be and purposed them to do. A place where dreams are both born and fulfilled. A place where we grow in our relationship with Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit to reflect more and more of His character, gaining a confidence that is born out of an unshakable faith in each and every one of His promises. A place where there's a fierce passion and all-consuming belief that together we can embark on adventures to build the kingdom of God and transform lives, families, communities, and cities and nations for His glory. A place where everyone is released into their God-given leadership, where they are inspired, encouraged, resourced, and released to impact all levels of society, living a generous life, and therefore giving away that which cannot be kept to enable others to gain that which cannot be lost. A place where the sound of the house is created, championed, and set free to echo around the world. A place of influence so large its heartbeat is felt across the nations, and yet within it so small that all find a family. A place to create a home to empower a new generation. So this next year, we're going to build on that vision statement and on the year of breakout. And this year, we're going to call our very lives. It's going to be all about giving our very lives to loving people, to building community, and to going on mission with Jesus Christ to go and save a world that desperately needs a Saviour, a Lord, and a friend. We've based it around a passage in Thessalonians. Paul has had an interesting few mission trips in a few cities, and he arrives in Thessalonica and meets a community that is open and receptive to the gospel. And he works hard, he humbly approaches the task, and as they respond, he gets a great joy, a great sense of pleasure of all that's going on there. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, this. On the contrary, says Paul, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. You know we've never used flattery, nor do we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from men, nor from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. Verse 8 reads, we loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very lives as well. And as a church, as a couple, as a church, we want to this year give our very lives to God and to each other in the task of fulfilling the vision, the church we see, and making that more and more of a reality for us as a church, but also for the communities, the four locations that we now work in, that people may see this community where people give their very lives both to God and to each other. Finds a way to shine through your love. Finds a way to break through this love. I love what how the way Paul writes this verse. He says, we loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you. There's this sense of passion in his heart and soul about the people that he's working with and doing life with. And he obviously genuinely loves them. And Paul went from village to village, from city to city, and sharing the gospel as well as his life. And it seems to me that with him here, he had a source of love that sustained him and gave him a passion for every group of people that he ended up meeting. And all of us need to remember that the only way to do that is to get that source of love from God. So we need to spend every day of our lives, as it were, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus so that we can keep receiving God's love into our lives, as well as reminding ourselves all that God has done for us. And for me, I don't know about for you, that is what helps me to love people and even love the unlovables, as it were, by making sure that I've got my source from God.
Yeah. I think for me, it's the whole... There's a verse, isn't it, that talks about how perfect love casts out fear, and people try and do things for all sorts of different reasons. But when you're abiding in God, when you're spending time with him, when you're in his word, and when you've got that transforming your life, God gives you this incredible ability to love everyone. It's like a natural outworking of your relationship with God.
I think that's key. It's about us going, yes, we're asked by God, as it were, commanded by God to love people. But actually, if we grow a relationship with him and grow an understanding of who he is, ask for his heart in our lives, then in the end, we do our task, do what we're doing, not because we have to, but because we love people. And we have this delight, as it were, of serving them, of seeing them flourish, seeing them empowered, about creating the home, about introducing them to Jesus. It's all driven from our heart into their lives by their love. It's that which causes the action. And this year, I would just love so many people to go, actually, as I've come to realize God's love more in my life, actually serving God, serving other people, it's just become a joy because I get to pour that love out into other people's lives. And then Paul goes on to say what he's delighted to do. And he talks about, we are delighted to share with you the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of God. And he's obviously got a passion to see people one for Jesus. The mission that Jesus has commanded all of us to go on, he is really, let's go after that. And it's a delight for him to introduce people to him. I would love it this year for the entire church that we're going to have a mission mindset. We're going to go on mission to seek out people that God puts on our heart, talk to our friends, talk to our family, talk to our work colleagues about the faith that we've discovered about the relationship in Jesus, about the good news, about the gospel, about Jesus coming to die, and that this year we may actually surpass any other year that we've ever had in the number of people finding Jesus for the first time, the number of visitors that we have here. And it was brilliant, wasn't it, the second week of January to see the place, so many visitors, and five people make decisions on that Sunday. What an awesome start to the year, and a real sense of God being here and God at work and God with us. And man, that was an exciting week. Just to see that carry on every single week would be wow.
Because we really believe that people need to know the love and the hope that God gives us. And every church has that within it. The heartbeat of every church is to grow and to make new disciples. And so we just want to keep doing that. We believe in God for it. You know, like you say, the five decisions, you know, in the last few weeks. And just see what God's already doing. And it's just January.
It isn't a real, we've both got passions for seeing all our four locations. They're all different places in different stages of church life, to really get after going on mission and telling people about the gospel. Thinking about the Northeast guys, there's seven of them, missionaries out there, slightly different culture from where we are in the Northwest. Just a small group of them, don't know a lot of people, and for them to really get out there and make contacts and begin the work, and a longing for us as a whole church to get behind this missionary mindset. It can't be left to one or two. It's not just the senior pastor's job or the leadership team or the ministry leaders or the volunteer. It's actually every single person that comes through the door on a Sunday would go, hey, I'm into fulfilling the mission that God has commissioned and asked each one of us to be a part of. We are so excited to be at our brand new Lancaster venue, which begins today. We're launching today here in Halton.
Yeah, we are at the centre in Halton, surrounded by an incredible building that we are really excited about seeing filled with people on Sundays worshipping God and making an impact in this area as well as in Preston. There's some incredible outdoor facilities, there's a park for the kids, and inside there's a sports hall that seats about 150 people.
So let's be praying for the team, for Andy and Chrissy and all the team, believing for new families, for new students, well, for new old, for people to come and discover the truth about Jesus Christ and get their eternal destinies changed forever. And Blackpool, Katie and James and Sam and the team there, it's hard to believe we've been there for 3 years already. And I think they're really turning the corner. They've had a couple of new families in. They've seen salvations this year, and hey, let's get the whole church praying for them as well as the other locations.
And as we send people out, new people come in, and this year we've gathered new families and new people that have come into church and become part of us. And who knows, you know, last year you would never have imagined some of the people that we've got here today that feel like they're so much part of the family now. And we're so privileged and blessed that God is doing that. And we've got to keep ourselves reaching out. You know, if you are in Preston, you know, it's not just about the other locations, but it's about what we can do, what we can bring, and the people that are in our worlds that you know, next year we want to be part of the family.
Yeah, Preston is, in one sense, more mature. Even though we're a young church, some people have been coming to Valley for, well, 9 3/4 years.
Yeah.
And we can feel like we're kind of established, happy. But this year, let's have God's love and passion and delight to share the gospel and our lives with people in the Preston area. It is a sending church, and we'll always want to send people and start new locations, both here and hopefully all around the world eventually. But so it means that we need to all always be about bringing new people in, about encouraging and having a missionary mindset in this location, in Preston, where we're actually filming, as well as everywhere else. We can't settle. God never calls any of us to settle. We're on mission for Him, for His glory, to to see as many people as possible brought into the kingdom of God. Jesus tells this story about a wealthy man putting on this banquet, and he's invited people, and they've replied and said yes, but when the day comes, they don't come. And so he sends his servants out, firstly into the city to bring people, and so they bring the poor and disenfranchised into this amazing banquet. He's still not full, so he tells his servant, well, go out to the countryside, into the villages, just compel everybody and anybody to come that they may enjoy the feast that I've prepared. And this idea that we as Christians need to not be apologetic about being on mission and not be worried about, well, will we offend somebody by just pressing and almost compelling is perhaps too strong a word, but this idea of having a passion and a longing that they would hear and experience something of God, encounter God in a service or one of the events that we've put on. And really for all of us, whichever location that we're on, to actually think, hold on a minute, actually, it's good news. And let's do some compelling. Let's do some, come, you've got to come. It's so amazing. I just think of all the things that we're passionate about, be it music or sport or entertainment. And we say, come along, you must come to this thing. It's so good. And actually to get that spirit within our own church.
Yeah.
And say, we're on mission, but we're compelling. Why? Because we're delighted. There's this, because we love you. We just love you to experience what I've experienced. Yeah. So come to church. Come and drag them, bribe them, that they may come and encounter God and experience that amazing love that He has.
You're calling us to the cross. You're calling.
Along with the compelling people to come, I always think, you know, when there's people in my world, if they're struggling in an area and I know that God can help them in that area, I find that it's so easy an invite to speak into their lives at that point because you've come alongside them already. You know, you're helping them, you're spending time with them, they're chatting to you about stuff that's going on in their lives. And then it's so easy to say, well, actually, when that happened to me, you know, I turned to God and God really helped me to get through that situation. You know, when I felt hopeless, I prayed about it and God gave me hope. When I was struggling, you know, with sleep or whatever, you know, actually the thing that I did was I spent time in my Bible and God really helped me at that time. And I think when people in your world are going through stuff, I think they're ready as well to come and to hear because they're looking for an answer. And as well as compelling them to come because it's exciting, compelling them to come because it's the place that we love to be on a Sunday, you know, it's giving them that hope that there is an answer at the end of their issue. There is something that, you know, somebody who loves them that can help them and has a passion for them. And so, you know, in that sense, it's easy to invite them because you know that it's going to make their life, you know, 100 times better. And so we have some great events coming up in the next year. We've just had Christmas, and Christmas is always fantastic invite. It will soon be here
soon
again,
be here.
Won't it? Yeah, Easter's a great invite as well, because people know that Easter is about Jesus, and you know, what a great time to come. And we always do a bit of fun stuff around Easter. I think last year we had that mega Easter egg hunt, didn't we, where we invited the community in for free, and they came and hunted loads of eggs, and that was really fantastic.
And we have our 10th birthday year, and we actually have a number of very, very special guests coming across the year. And because it's Vision Sunday, we'd like to tell you about one or two. We have Pastor Lee Burns coming in April to our birthday celebrations. Very excited. He looks after all of Hillsong College in Sydney, both sites, and it's an honour and privilege to have him. And he's a brilliant communicator. And so get inviting your friends for that particular Sunday. He'll be here at Preston and we'll live stream across all the different locations.
Yeah, we have a Sisterhood Day coming up in March, the weekend of Mother's Day. I'm super excited about that. We have a really good friend of ours, Joyce Wilkinson, coming from Berlin to spend the weekend with us. So we're going to have a day on the Saturday here for everyone from all locations, all the girls to come and gather. And we have afternoon tea and we just make it really super special. And then on the Sunday, again, Joyce is speaking here in Preston. And again, it will be live streamed to all the other locations as well. What a great time to bring your mum You know, if your mum doesn't normally come to church, but bring your friends and bring your daughters on that Sunday, and let's really celebrate the women in our lives.
So we've looked at love, and we've looked at mission, sharing the gospel of God. And now we come to this delight that Paul had to share his lives as well. He says, we love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives, our very lives with you.
And the early church was so good at that, weren't they? The early church didn't just spread the gospel, they didn't just talk about what was going on, but they actually opened up their lives. And if you look in Acts chapter 4, it describes this incredible church that, you know, they sold their possessions and they shared what they had and they ate together regularly, you know, they would pray together always. And there's just this whole idea that they weren't just telling people, but they were actually sharing their very lives with each other. And they were known for this incredible love. And the early church just shone with this whole kind of picture and said people were drawn into the kingdom daily. You know, those who were being saved came into the kingdom because of what was going on. And at Valley, we want that to be who we are and who we're known as well. And so, you know, we're really excited about this whole picture of the church we see, which we really believe God gave us last year. And we're trying to kind of encourage us to do that, to share our very lives with each other, our lives, you know, 2017. And that's what we're really passionate about doing. And it'll come across, won't it, in all sorts of different areas of church.
Yes, 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 it will. This idea is that Jesus said that we would be known for our love one for another. It's what we want to encourage every single person within the family, the Valley family, whichever location we're part of. And even between the locations, the sense of love and care and wanting for them to win and encourage them in every single area. And it could be that some people, it's their first time in church today, and we want newcomers, not just those who've been long established, to think, you know, I can build love and community into this place. We primarily do it with our small groups, our Connect groups.
Yeah.
And our Sunday services, where we try and make sure people are connected in and spoken to and just welcomed, you know, as if we'd want to be treated if we were going somewhere.
Absolutely.
So we're not on our own. There's no loneliness. There's the sense of idea. And we want to encourage people to engage with other people. Not to sit and go, oh, nobody's come to talk to me, but just get up and say, well, I'm going to talk to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And be proactive in it. And for every individual not to think, well, it's a leadership job to do that, or it's a Connect Group leader's job, or it's a volunteer job. But actually to everybody to say, no, actually, I personally can create and build a great community here.
Yeah, totally. And just go invite someone for dinner. You know, if you're feeling like you want to make some friends, well, you know, don't wait for them to invite you. Why not go and invite them for dinner? Become part of a team. You know, we've got great teams, haven't we, that do all sorts of different roles around here. And what a great way of getting to know people by just becoming involved in something. And it's so good.
And it's one of the reasons why we're building the cafe at Preston. For those of you who've been to the Preston site, we'll know that there's some holes there now if we've been exploring for the foundations. And as the year goes on, that building will shape itself. And this time next year, barring disasters, we will have a cafe there, which will be both for our community to show love to each other when we meet there, and also to show the wider community the love of a church as we, as it were, help people to come in and experience it through the cafe itself. A very, very exciting project that we should get to complete this year. It'll be more.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just this whole idea of doing life together. You know, we can have our own group of friends, but actually we want everybody to feel like they belong. And so we want to encourage everyone to not just stay in their own circles, but, you know, break out of those circles and be a friend to anyone that comes into church, you know, whether it's the first time or the, I don't know, they're in for the 10th year. But, you know, don't just be settled. Let's never be a church that settles, but let's always be a church that is looking to embrace new people into our community and into our family, because that's what it's all about. That's what community is. Community is not this whole idea of an organization. Community is a family, and that's what God wants, and that's the heart of love, is that we're a family together.
Love will find a way to break through. This love finds a way to shine through.
So this year we're thinking about, it's about our very lives. It's about all of us, about building mission, building community, building a home to empower a new generation to begin to see something of the church we see fulfilled across all four locations. And we wanted to finish and just say, well, what can you do? Above what we've already talked about, I guess, but what can you do? Because we're all different, and we need to recognize we're all different. We need to say, well, we need to do what we're best at, what we're called to do, what we're gifted to do. And for some of you, that would be about really bringing people. We're all called to bring people, but some people are great, just amazing at bringing. And if you're good at bringing people, bring lots. And if you need to drop a few things, then drop a few things and just bring. If you're saying, well, I can bring people every Sunday, fantastic. Just bring. We love you guys and want you to just to get stuck into bringing your family and friends and random people from the street, work colleagues, coffee mates, whatever. We'd love you to do that.
And maybe you're good at connecting with people. You know, maybe you can bring some people, but actually you're brilliant and absolutely fantastic at talking to people in the cafe. You know, maybe you're great at, you know, just getting to know them a little bit and then realizing there's somebody in the church, somebody in cafe that actually they could really get on with. And, you know, maybe you're a great connector. So maybe, you know, your job is going and saying hi to people and then going, oh, let me introduce you to this other person because they're amazing, you know, and it happens all the time in the cafe. And, you know, we see some people who are brilliant at that. And if you're great at that, then, you know what, you do that and do it really well and make people feel amazing.
Perhaps you're one of those guys that, or girls that is just great doing things consistently. And you have a passion for just putting on this thing over and over again. I mean, I don't want to highlight it, but Dave Nichols, an absolute star.
Yeah, totally.
He's one of those trustworthy, builder type people which will build into your church week after week. And if you're good at that, we'll do that. He's still called to bring and connect, sure. But just rejoice in who God's made you and just build church week after week.
And if you're like really passionate about prayer, you know, this month, the whole month we've been talking about prayer and people have been coming here and praying and been praying and fasting. And it's been incredible to see all that God has done. But you know what? If you have a real heart for prayer, then, you know, prioritize prayer in your life as well. You know, be praying for church, be praying for people to find Jesus, be praying, you know, for the people that you meet on the Sunday, you know, really get stuck in and go, you know what? This is my ministry. I'm going to do this and be passionate about doing this.
Of course, everybody's called to pray, but perhaps for you, you just love giving. Now, obviously, giving involves serving and opening your home, giving your home. Giving also means giving financially. And there's some people that I really want to encourage. And they're the high flyers, the business people. And saying God's given them a special gift to be able to raise finance for church. And yes, people like that get to enjoy what God's blessed them with, but actually to encourage them to give over and beyond what others would give in a sense of a proportion. They're going to give their tithe, but then their offerings should be so much bigger. The bigger projects we do, like the cafe or Heart for House, it should be a joy of all of us who have business minds to be able to give over and beyond, to really take things forward. And I think it's not just guys from the girls as well who really are going to be high flyers or involved in businesses. Just put in your mind, it's going to be a great joy to give a check for 5,000 or a check for 10,000. Or I just want to encourage you, perhaps be dreaming one day I'll give a check for 100,000.
Yeah, amazing.
A check for 1,000,000. I'll put £1 million worth of investment into the kingdom of God. And for some of you are really good, I would say, God, help me build something so amazing that there comes a time where I can write a check for £1,000,000 to invest in the kingdom of God and give that way. Wow, what an awesome thing that is to be able to invest in God's work like that.
Yeah, and the other thing that you're passionate about that we need people to do is step up in leadership as well.
Yeah, if you're good at leading, then step up and lead with all due diligence, as Pastor Bill Hybels says, and really lead well, encourage your team, care for your team, make sure the ministry is just on fire with passion of what it's trying to do and trying to achieve the vision, the picture of the future. So whether you're a bringer, a builder, a connector, a giver, a prayer, or a leader, all of us have an important role to do. Well, Vision Sunday, so excited as we give our very lives into loving people, our mission, building a great home, building a community where we can invite people to come and grow and encounter God. We're going to hand back to the service pastors now. Can I encourage you to love your service pastor, to believe in them, to follow them, and just to go, hey, we want you to succeed so that we can succeed as a local church and go and do all that God has called to. And I just want to let you know, as you do that, you'll have the best of years. You'll have an amazing year. You'll have so much to celebrate at the end. And when we come to next Vision Sunday, you'll be looking back and like, wow, we have had such an amazing year. We've followed God, followed the leadership, and all got stuck in and seeing God's plan, God's dream for our location happen. God bless. Thank you so much for being with us and part of us. We love you all. See you soon.